roll call, please.
John Marcello.
Yeah.
April Reedy.
Here.
Victoria McLean.
Here.
Reed Hood.
Here.
John Moody.
Here.
Joe Thomas.
Here.
Jennifer Rose is here.
All present. Jump on.
Yes, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thankful for this day. Thank you for this school, and thank you for all the staff and the kids that attend here. Dear Lord, we ask that we be the light for you in this world, whether it's here at school, in the community, or at church. Just let us be the light for you. Let our deeds be a blessing to you, to your eyes and your ears. Dear Lord, please be with us as we go throughout this week. Be with the kids as they travel. Bring them all home safely, and let us say something tonight that is pleasing to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Okay, no public comments. Consider approval of the special board meeting, or special minutes and the regular minutes, held on January the 19th.
We only had one.
Yeah, I could say we only had one, right?
It's just regular.
Okay, just regular.
I was wondering about what did he have a special? I don't remember that. Do we want to fix the typo at the top? Was be held?
Do what?
Or are you just going to fix that? Was held? Was be held?
Was be held?
And with that, I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by John and a second by... Corey, gosh, come on, brain.
We know what you mean.
I'm having brain farts. We're in trouble if I'm having brain farts.
It's a little early in the meeting, guys.
Yeah, I know.
That's for that, it is.
To approve the minutes from January the 19th, as presented, with one exception where it says was be held to be deleted. The B is to be deleted. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Okay, pay bills.
Premium sales, how much did we raise? Did we break even or become pretty close?
We rolled some over. I don't know. I really didn't ask Paula. I think we had enough to cover, but we rolled some over from the previous year. So,
okay.
But I think we pretty much exhausted it this year.
News said it was a record-breaking year.
Mm-hmm.
The news said it was a record-breaking year.
What was our total? I'm pretty sure we had
19.3.
Mm-hmm. It's probably gone. If what was in there,
it's gone. Yeah, well, it looked like a lot to me, so that's what I was figuring out.
They haven't sent those checks out, have they?
Mm-mm. And,
we hadn't been asked for a thank you letter yet.
I would just type it. Oh, well, you got to know who... Food's for.
It's kind of crazy high at all. I don't know. If you got the yellow sheet, I might be able to figure out who it was.
Oh, do we have the results? Is the results of our safety security audit from the region?
Yeah.
That's why he's here. All right. I've just seen we paid for it, so I was like, well, maybe we got the results. Is that one semester for the dual credit, the 4,065?
Some in the summer. She kind of knows which courses you can take in the summer that won't affect you, but it'll help you later on. So, yeah. Works good.
What is a TJ Maxx Bulldog Angel?
That's the angel tree thing. We get money from J.R. Beadle, like a grant. We apply for it. We get about $2,500 every year, and then we take the kids. Certain families will send us their sizes and shirts, shorts, whatever. Paula, Jenna, and Brenda go out and they shop for those kids, and we get big. I mean, they got bags that are probably, you know, the big Christmas bags.
Mm-hmm.
Fill them full, and the church will supply some toys, dolls, things like that, because with the grant money, you can only buy essentials. So we buy the essentials, and then the church throws in some stuff to make it a little more fun.
I figured that was. I just didn't see it. I've never seen it listed with that, I guess, that title. The angel. Christmas angel. Bulldog angel.
Paula does a good job with it. And now that she knows how to do it, you still apply for the grant. She applies for the grant. Gets the money, puts it in there. They do it all.
Is that a new orbital scrubber?
Mm-hmm.
$6,000? Nice.
So we bought that other one. 7 years ago, and I only paid $5,000 or $6,000 for it then. But that 1 year we had RT floors come out and they did the floors, and that was like $10,000. So I was like, 1 year of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it to do scrubbing all year long. So, like, we scrubbed the cafeteria every day, and we scrubbed the hallways, and we had staff day, and so it kind of helps in other ways.
I was working up there one summer, and I don't remember who told me to take that thing and line it up. And I pulled the trigger and everything, made a big lift, and knocked the water hydrant, or the water faucet deal off the wall and down the side. Water spewing out in the hall.
And you did it when you were in high school?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was working up there in the summer.
Well, that was the one, that was the old orbital scrub.
Yeah, that thing took off.
Yeah,
I did a big circle, and I hit that thing and just knocked the clear off the wall.
So we had two different ones. And Buffy did that to me too. He's like, hey, grab this, whoom, and it'll go. It was a high speed one. Then they had one that was heavy and slow, and it would really grind the surface. And that was easy. That other one, you get it right here on your hips, and it just goes, whoom, gone. This one's one of those you put water in it, it has a head on it,
mm-hmm.
It puts it down, scrubs it, and then
sucks it up too.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is like a big DA with a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of spools that
get
a rope.
That
looks like a Zamboni.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is?
You walk.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a, I think it's 24 inches by something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts a lot of pressure in what we wouldn't be able to do it without it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Joe to approve the paying the bills starting with check number 11560 through 11609 with no voids. Is that correct? No voids? With no voids. All those in favor? All those opposed?
All right.
Consider DBA audit report.
That'd be Mr. Lowry. He made these packets for you in here.
Yeah, so the DBA district vulnerability assessment, we had that in October. I've got two packets for you for that one. The one that's in black and white, so that's the full report. You can look at it if you want to, but the majority of it's passed. If you look on the report on the right hand side, so it's passed, passed, passed. Where it says, find, I believe it says finding, that's where we found where we were deficient in certain things. If you look at the packet, it's in color. That first packet, that's all the findings with the two stage.
Okay.
That one. So he has it bold, 1206, Canvas does not have ballistic shield, things like that. We were pretty good actually, we didn't have shielded findings. The ones with check marks next to it are the ones that we've already submitted our corrective actions. And that's what's after that page in the packet, the corrective actions. So the next few pages, if you look, what's in red is what we submitted. So for example, we submitted that you got a ballistic shield, took pictures of it, we put a key fob on door 5. The arm room didn't have door closers, things like that. Really not that good. And that's really all that we have for this one. The rest is good.
On those windows. You see that picture in there?
This one?
Yeah. So we thought it was going to come in a cock gun, you know, like you put in a cock gun.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be able to put that on there.
It came in a sausage tube. You know, I looked at a sausage cock gun and I was like, let's just do this. We just set the deal. And but this stuff in here is gummy. Like it'll just... Ooh.
It's impact protected something specific.
Impact. Yeah, the problem was the lady from Willie's Teeth, they put the film on last summer, but they didn't put the sealant around it to hold it in to where if somebody hits it, you know what I mean?
No.
It was just the window. So you had to bond the frame of the door to the film.
To the film.
But you had to bond it with this. Mm. So I bought that not knowing. I should have asked you.
Yeah, I looked at it. I saw that in the picture. Yeah, I've got a gun.
It would have been a lot smoother. Because we cut that deal, we were like, the egg shop was our first victim.
Not much window left.
Well, we took blue tape and put it on there, and then we did it, and then we took the blue tape and we peeled it, and we kind of learned how to go. I said, we said, let's start down there first. But it'll work. I mean, it's not as smooth as the guy that did it the first time, but I got about 4 or 5 of these tubes left.
No, I've got a lot more
We didn't know it was going to take that much. But anyway, it's done. But that guy did a pretty good job on that audit.
How much does that stuff cost? The regular deal seems to be pretty dang high.
I don't know. That IPA protecting stuff?
Yeah.
I think it was a... You could only get it on eBay, or no, you couldn't just buy it on the internet. So I found it on eBay. I'm sure there's other places. I don't know if you have some license for it or something. But it was $100 for like 20 things of it on eBay.
What can you use it for? Same sealer. That's way cheaper than the stuff we got.
Hmm. I actually thought about it for like the car stuff when I was putting it on. It kind of felt like that. So,
yeah, we use a bunch of 3M stuff out there.
Hmm. This one was kind of that thing the governor came up with a few years ago where the schools had to input all their documents and all that. So this guy's kind of auditing, making sure you have all those documents in and everything's up to date. And that the documents you have in correlate with what you're actually doing in your school.
He's looking for very specific things, and if he has findings, you have to submit corrective actions. The 3-year safety audit is more of a general audit, and he kind of gives recommendations of what you could do better. But it's not like you have to think. This was more.
Besides getting us, putting it on the agenda for us, is there anything else that they wanted us to do that we haven't done yet?
No. Which one was it saying we had to do a reunification drill this year? Which we did that last year.
Yeah.
One of them was saying this, we were up for it this year, or is that just...
I think that's an annual thing you have to do. So you have to have four fire drills in a specific amount, and one of them is reunification.
Yeah. And we did that last year. We practiced it, trying to get to the football field with all the kids and then come back. Yeah, the guy I think you're looking at, Corey, he interviewed teachers, he interviewed kids, he interviewed different staff members, trying to see if everybody knew, have they been trained, and do they know what to do when something happens. And so, most of them in the past, they just come in and talk to us. Now these people want to know that the people inside the organization know.
Yeah, we know y'all know what to do, but does your people know what to do?
And then if they find something, they say, hey, this person, this might be a better idea. They kind of give you suggestions on that, or say, hey, these people weren't sure what it all went good. But
Does Scotty keep a... Does Scotty keep a training requirements for him here? I see that was one of the things to check.
Yeah, those are those to Sentinel. Sentinel's kind of a database repository that you all get to.
Okay.
So we have to get all the documents, different EOP, all the different things, and that's safety.
I figure there probably had to be an easy way so he could let all the campuses have it.
Yeah, this guy was digging through everything. What's he care if the air conditioner is not covered?
I don't know. He mentioned it was recommended by someone, but it wasn't required.
I think what they're saying is somebody could go in there if your air conditioner's on, put something in outside, like a toxic chemical, send it through and come through your vents. It went basically blocked off.
People don't worry about it. That's the compressor.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming they would say.
Class trip hazard. Just keep.
It was trenching, like from the kids. Drying your feet to stop the sand. Is that a bad thing?
Maybe that, or water running through there to slow downhill slope.
That's kind of telling me.
Is it about the playground? And so under the swing where the kids kick,
Because they kick. They drag
too hard.
I said, we'll just measure over here.
Different.
Let me show you the mass part of that.
You could change that today. Tomorrow, where they'd have all the rocks out. Because every one of them go through there and they swing their feet. Mm-hmm. And somebody stand on the other side and they throw a ball through and they kick that ball into the tree.
Oh, they're looking at that.
I'll give you a motion for the first one.
Okay. Swing their feet through that.
On the first page of the black and white one.
Mm-hmm.
It says that we'd like to thank you for your time and participation during the mandatory 4-year district vulnerability assessment for our district or for your district. And then down here later it says that it's a 3-year requirement. At least once every 3 years, each school district shall conduct a safety or security audit of the district's facilities.
So I think they're two different deals. So he's referring to the second one we did. He's saying you got to have this as a requirement.
Okay.
But this one will carry over 4 years.
Yeah, so
okay,
there's another
okay.
one brick.
There is two
different audits. Okay.
One for this one, a DBA.
Okay.
Oh, the door prop.
TEA did the DBA.
Yeah.
Did he take pictures of the door prop?
Region 15.
Yeah, don't you say?
Yeah. Okay, okay. I didn't think, okay. I wasn't, I was just making sure we were. Okay. Well,
and the service center's pretty good. They're the ones that conducted about, hey, you're up this year.
Right.
I think we're kind of out of whack here. Let's go on.
Cool.
We've got a motion made by Reed for the DBA report. And second by Tori. To approve the consider or the DBA audit report that's presented. All those in favor?
Yeah.
All those opposed? All right. Consider 3-year safety audit report.
There you go. Now you're on the second one.
Yeah, now I'm on the second one.
Okay.
Two done in 1 year. Yeah.
So this one's the one where Region 15 came out last month. I said this is more of a bureau audit.
Is that the security thing? Is that
So the first packet is the full report, but it kind of summarizes it starting on page 13. Where you talk about accommodations, what we did good, and then the next page, district recommendations, where we have some areas that we thought were going to improve. And then you can see the pictures a few pages later where it kind of shows the recommendations. Then the other packet is just, it's basically the same thing, but it's got all the laws next to it, and it's just more thorough.
Oh, that film's already peeling?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But that was one somebody else did. The stuff that Willie's did, I liked. It was good.
Okay, that's not the same stuff?
No.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get them to come out and redo it, just do it all, because they're pretty reasonable and they do a good job. That was that company out of Fort Worth. Oh, it'd be pretty good. It didn't work out well.
I told you to text me when you're on the way. Where you at? Okay.
All right. So.
No, we already voted on one. You were sleeping.
We did A.
We're
on B.
Yeah. Reed and Tori did.
Hey, it was unanimous.
I was looking at the multiple door stops.
And we haven't done the 3-year yet. We're about to.
Okay.
Got a motion made by Tori and a second by Joe to approve the 3-year safety audit report as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Look at you.
Hello. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Take that home.
What is it?
Dinner.
Steak.
Food.
Free food.
Do we have any checkers?
No.
Thank you, Dad.
Yep.
No. Can you drop me off?
Okay. Yes.
Taking my car.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Are we ready to do transfers? Okay. All right. Consider the transfer to 25-26 school year. Got a motion made by.
Right
now.
No.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He does a good job on that stuff.
Thanks.
If we didn't have him, we'd be in hot water. He does a good job.
For keeping.
He's good on that stuff.
Consider 25-26 staff development waiver.
I just need you to approve it so that the days where we were off for staff development, we can count 2,100 minutes, and that'll save us on our bad weather days.
I like the motion.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by Reed to approve the staff development waiver for the 25-26 school year. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Consider resolution for the teacher certification plan.
This So this is a resolution I was going to see if y'all could approve, and that way next year if we have some teachers that aren't teaching, that are teaching that aren't certified but working towards it, like if I can get a couple of the aides that I have, then that gives us a little leeway. They're saying next year everybody has to be certified as soon as they start, and I'm all right with them not being as long as they're working towards it and they've got some college hours and they've done some programs. So
don't we have two trying to do that right now?
Yes. So that gives us a little breathing room on that.
Okay.
Give a motion for that.
I'll second that.
Got a motion made by Reed and a second by John to approve the resolution for teacher certification plan as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? I guess it should be, since we're getting recorded, it should be motion passed.
Motion carried.
Motion carried. Okay, consider 26-27 school calendar.
We got to do the prayer thing.
Yeah, you're on F.
I did. I skipped one, didn't I? Consider SB 11 student religious expression.
So I included the resolution that Region 15, Attorney for Region 15, sets all Region 15 schools. And if you want to read that, you can. It basically says you've got policies in place that allow students to go in and they can congregate on their own and do as they please. And we allow freedom of religion in the school. It's not a thing you haven't allowed. You just have to either be for or against trying to create a time within the day for them to do it. But I don't think you can create one within the day. Anybody that was going to do it is probably going to do it either before school or after school, because the rule in there, the way it reads, and from what I've found out, you would have to say you're going to create a spot inside the school day if that's when you did it, but it doesn't take away from time that's already being used for instruction. Well, the only time we're not using for instruction or not for a class is lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and right now, you know, we go do FCA lunch with the ladies at the Methodist Church once a month. They go to Wednesday night church. We do the CE at the pole. We've never told kids they couldn't do that. It's just, I think it would be a struggle to find a time to put it into the school day.
Yeah, to make the day longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I liked about the bill is that you have a retainer agreement with the Attorney General's office. So if anybody does want to raise a stink and try to come against you, then they pay for all the court costs, expenses, settlements. And the bill gives the same freedoms and protections for employees. This one just says that.
It does say student and employee religious expression in this one.
It said which prohibits discrimination, retaliation, or harassment against employees on the basis of religion. It doesn't give them the protection of exercise.
President's Day the other day?
No.
That's why I did. Oh, I agreed the house.
That's fine. The coaches, because of the way the basketball season falls, if you get out on that Friday, they can play a Thursday at night game. And so that's why we took out that Friday. Because a lot of schools were out Friday, Monday.
On the calendar on the website, President's Day was in red.
Did it say it was?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we're supposed to be. We made up time.
Yeah, it was just a red mark there. That didn't
happen. Well, I confused a lot of people because I ran my bus route that morning. I'm like, several of them missing. They finally took off when their siblings took off.
Well, Brandy had mentioned all these other schools that were out. Oh, shoot, some of them. I looked it up. I told Chris, so hell, y'all were out. I went driving by and everybody was there. I thought, uh-oh.
Marwitz is running off the calendar. We didn't approve of the board meeting.
But yeah, it's on this one. That's why
it kind of threw me off because I'm on the. They was like, I'll help y'all move some stuff on Friday. And I'm like, what do you mean Friday? I'm gonna be in school. She goes, no, y'all don't have school. I said, we don't have school Friday. She goes, no. I'm thinking it's Monday. So. I was as confused as you were at first.
Okay, so what's the discussion on the?
I like the bill because it gives it, if you agree to it, then you have the Attorney General's office as a retainer. They provide advice on best methods to comply with the requirements, and it's just, I just think there's more protection and it gives more freedom for employees and not just students.
Okay. All right.
I kind of like this one.
I think even if you did that one, though, on the back of it, it's going to say for or against, and you'd have to say mm-hmm. for or against that Senate Bill 11. Basically, what the attorney was doing with this was saying, hey, we're not saying we don't want people to have religion. We're not against religion. We've got stuff in place to allow religion for students and faculty.
Well, it appears
that's why. That's why she made it. It's just making the point that we do offer some stuff where you can. We're not telling you can't mm-hmm. practice your religion. We're just saying.
The bill says that it is, you know, it cannot be provided in the physical presence or hearing of those who do not sign a consent. And whenever you look in the back, it says the right to pray individually, voluntarily, and silently pray or meditate in a school manner. So if they're, you know, we're not subject to, if it ever happens, you know, Muslims or whatever that moves into the district. This is where I'm leaning towards. And that we can take a vote.
So you're saying if we did this one, we would also have to indicate.
This is basically a statement saying, hey, we're already providing some of this.
Right. That fits into 11.
You have to say you're either for Senate Bill 11 or you're against it or abstain or nobody's absent. So it's for, against, or abstain.
So with that policy, we would have to.
For the Senate Bill 11. This was just an explanation if anybody were ever to want to look at it that, hey, we're not saying no to religion. We're just saying we feel like we're already kind of doing this. And here's what you do. So this was the lingo they gave us to use, okay, just for a format. This is the initially the vote you're going to say. The front of this thing really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. It's just saying that we do these things. A lot of these things already.
Because those things that state at the top are what's in your CAD policy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that front page is just information, just like this thing. Everything's just really information. The back sheet's what you guys, as the Senate board members, should decide.
So I'm going to have to write down each board member what they voted on.
I've just heard a lot of boards not approving Senate Bill 11. You know, there's a ton of them, and.
For me personally,
for various reasons.
To me, this is bringing us back to the rights that we had before all this started back in the 60s when prayer and Bibles was taken out. So I can't. This is where I'm leaning towards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Senate Bill 11 itself. Is that what you're saying?
I've never had that in my. By the time I was in school. I never had that. My wife, my same age, who was here, did have those things in her class, and it was more teacher-led than anything. But my entire life, I've never had that kind of presence in school.
Yeah, we had it. And I've been to 17 different schools.
Right.
And most of them did have it. And that's where I learned about the freedoms and the Bible, because we didn't go to church. I just can't bring myself to vote against it.
I was raised where all 12 years we said a prayer in the morning and right after the Pledge of Allegiance over the intercom.
Well, and we did that over the intercom or something like that, but there was no Bible readings or something like that. Amy said she had when she was here.
Okay,
So.
Seems like the only thing we don't like about it is that it requires you to set aside time.
And there's more protection for employees.
I think there's probably more to it, or else I think, like John said, there would be a lot of people jumping in it. It can, I don't know.
Well, that's where the Attorney General office is supposed to jump in and help and advise.
So the requirement is that by the beginning of next month, we have to have a ruling on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because there's no...
It's changeable any time after that. Why wouldn't it be? We just have to come up with a decision to tell them by March.
Yes, the law does not explicitly define a specific timeline.
But we can do it any time. We just have to tell them by March what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. So personally, I don't think it's a rush thing for us, especially if we can establish it any time. The only rush item that we have is letting the state know what we're currently doing.
So if you approve it at all, you're approving probably some other stuff that they stepped in there with. I haven't read this whole thing.
She's read it, studied it. There's really nothing else in there because, and y'all can take, you can read it if you want, but I've got things highlighted. I didn't see anything, any loophole or anything suggestive that might be a trick in there or anything like that.
So it's not one of those things you literally can't read it all in one sitting type of thing. Like they normally do.
Not a 1,000-page bill?
Yeah, this is the bill. I mean, it's pretty short.
5-6 pages?
Yeah.
I'm going to let y'all pray in the back sheet that says something about them all taking vacation for 3 months all year. And we pay for it.
But I think that if you just look all over the country, I mean, we're coming back to our Judeo-Christian heritage and our founding. And this, I think this is more, opens the door more to than this does. Yes, we do allow all that, but there's just, to me, this has more protection.
Sitting about 11.
What was that thing you gave us last month from all the pastors that got together and wrote a letter saying they were against it?
I had to go print it off. You're going to find there's more against than for, but I don't know all the details of the...
You want it?
Is that it?
Yeah. If you want to read that out loud, I read it last month.
We, the undersigned faith leaders, support religious liberty and the right of students to pray at school without government interference. Public education is both a place where students of all faiths come together to learn and a vital institution that prepares students to live in a society of many religions. We believe in the value of religious instruction. We also understand that the responsibility for religious instruction lies with students, their families, and their local faith communities, not with public schools and not organized or directed by the state. By requiring school boards to vote on a state-designated time for prayer and religious text study, Texas's state-organized prayer and school law, also known as SB 11, threatens to drive a wedge into public school communities and create unnecessary administrative burdens. Existing laws protect Texas public school students' right to pray and read religious text at school without government interference and without the administrative burden that SB 11 places on schools and parents. If SB 11's prayer policy is approved, schools will be required to track consent forms, designate non-instructional time for prayer, identify private prayer spaces, and ensure non-participating students are not coerced to pray. Requiring families to opt into a system that already protects their children's religious rights at school distracts from the school's mission of educating children Students who do not opt in might be bullied and ostracized, and students may feel pressure to opt in to gain favor and time with teachers or coaches. State-sponsored prayer time will also cause division among students based on their religious beliefs. Instead of approving SB 11's misguided state-organized prayer policy, we urge you to pass the attached resolution as an alternative for approval by the school board. It affirms students' rights to prayer and religious study under existing law and respects the religious diversity within public schools. We ask you to support religious freedom in our schools and reject SB 11's state-organized prayer policy. We are available for questions and testimony if we can be helpful in these areas. Undersigned Texas Faith Leaders. Who are they?
Pretty broad.
They're listed.
Baptist churches. Buddhism church, Judaism church,
yeah,
Methodist,
agnostics,
someone from the Islam faith. Mm-hmm. All kinds of.
And what was their attachment? To their attached version? Resolution?
It was a resolution denying this thing. What it was.
Oh, okay.
Probably something.
Probably.
Theirs was a little more straightforward. It didn't say you already provide these things. It just said we reject
it. Oh, yeah, here's the draft for the resolution. Yeah.
It's a little more pointed.
Yeah.
Because I agree with a lot of stuff in there. Honestly, I do. Read the front page. I do not like the resolution.
It's too pointed. I like the one that I got, where it just kind of states the stuff. And you
yeah, yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that resolution at all. It's
I'm not trying to coerce, but I didn't get to read the bill whenever we voted last time.
Right.
To read the entire bill so I can have information from both sides.
Well, I didn't read the bill as much. I did more searching other entities, what they were doing with it, and reasons why they were. I read their reasons why they were going for it or not going for it, more so than actually reading the bill. But
how many did you see that were going for it?
Few. Very few. I mean, but I don't even know what kind of numbers this was. I mean, it was only Texas, of course, but I don't know. When you start searching stuff like that online, it really matters who you're getting it from.
What information
exactly. Who's doing the poll? Who's talking to who? What's their questions to these people?
Fox News versus the other people.
And every time, I was also thinking about, how long have we had conversations with people complain about the how literacy is dropped, teen pregnancy, teen violence, teen suicide has increased. And a lot of people will say is because, it took God out of the school, prayer out of the school, they don't have have any authority, or teachers don't have any authority, kids don't have respect. I mean,
it's because these kids' friends are on a screen and not people that you can't help with.
Right.
That's a lot of
I don't know. Right now, I'm leaning towards this one, or saying no to Senate Bill 11 right now.
So,
I think she has a motion on the floor to approve Senate Bill 11. Is that correct?
Hang on. Motion to approve the resolution. So.
Oh, I didn't use a read approve the resolution. It would say approve Senate Bill 11 or
oh, yeah.
Approve Senate Bill 11.
Right.
You'll change that whenever it's done.
Because
it's really not a resolution. It's a
bill.
It's the bill.
It's the bill itself that you can make the vote on.
Consider SB 11 and student religious expression.
So I think Jenna has a
motion
to approve Senate Bill 11. I have a motion to not approve Senate Bill 11.
Or do we just approve?
Or is there any seconds? Because you have a first and a second to bring it before the board, right?
Right, but do you just choose one to approve and then vote who is in favor of approving?
Yeah, one will just say approve it, and then you'll either vote yay or nay or vice versa.
So
on each one of them. Right.
No, you'll just it'll be
I'll
just
say Bill 11.
I think what she's saying is you make one motion and if they say approve and three of them say yes and four of them say no or 4-3, whatever happens. That's pretty much.
And then we write down who yay or nay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you was putting it in.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you was doing it in the
resolution of the board trustees.
I was, instead of doing it that way, I was doing it like Robert's Rule of Order, where you have a first and second, and you vote on it either way.
Right.
Either way, it's getting voted on. You know,
motion to approve.
Correct.
And then there's a second, so it's just a motion. So then we all vote aye.
Yay or nay.
Yes.
If she made a motion, there's got to be a second to carry that motion.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Say that again. What did you just say?
If she makes a motion to approve Bill 11,
and
now there needs to be a second on that motion.
To take it to a vote.
Right.
Yeah. So somebody would have to second Jana's motion to approve Senate Bill 11.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're the second?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
No. I'm saying she's had a second on the floor, and I haven't heard. I mean, she's had a motion on the floor. I haven't heard a second, so I've made a motion to vote no. And now I'm waiting for a second.
On Senate Bill 11.
Correct.
Okay. So we've got a motion to approve Senate Bill 11.
So I guess
with no second.
Well, I don't know. I mean, anybody can second either of ours right now.
Right. And then we got a second to not approve Senate Bill 11 with no second.
So.
Okay.
You see? Yeah. Okay.
So what would that be then?
Well, we got to have a second before we can take a vote.
Right.
So either way.
Basically, it dies on the table.
Either way, it doesn't matter who. It doesn't. Here, let me put it like this. It doesn't matter if you want to second Jana's motion or if you'd like to second my motion. It's going to get voted on by all of us here in just a moment anyway. So it doesn't matter.
I'll second Bill 11.
Matter of fact, watch this. I withdraw my motion. I second Jana's motion.
To approve.
Now we're all going to vote on
because
it.
Because his right. second okay. is not necessarily a vote.
Correct.
Right. It is not.
Correct. And so we're not at a stalemate, but I'm not rushing anybody.
Right.
Then when we vote, I've got to record who was a yay and a nay. Right.
Correct. Because there will be yays and there will be nays.
Okay, hold on one moment.
And there will maybe abstains.
I
I will take a sliver of a little radish that might fall that's into my salad.
I'll just throw it in there.
Oh, no.
My dad used to pull those out of the ground and just, like, spit on it and wipe the dirt off and then eat it.
Oh, no. God. That is...
And I can handle that more than I can a turnip.
Oh.
My dad was a depression baby, so if he could fit it in his mouth, he'd eat it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The only thing in that salad that's fruit-wise that or vegetable-wise that I'd eat would be the carrots. All that other stuff's just blah.
That's not all of it.
Hog
except
food.
The radish. I only eat radishes.
When we were in
the
ranch, Grant's working.
And I don't eat beef.
There was two guys from Vietnam with us. Actually, we had some Laos guys. There's a whole herd of these dudes. But the two brothers from Vietnam, they'd eat anything. Mm-hmm. And I mean...
Anything?
I imagine.
Yeah, they grew up eating rats.
We're a spoiled.
Yeah. Oh, we are very spoiled.
Yeah,
trust me.
I mean,
I know I'm spoiled. Through,
yeah.
We ran across some stuff over there, and I seen him eating something one day at this deal. I said, "What is that?" He said, "Meat."
Okay. We got. Are we ready?
Okay, I'm ready to vote.
What?
Are we ready to vote?
I guess.
You got a question?
No, I'm. No.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. Anyway,
so. All right. Got a motion made by Jana and a second by John to approve the Senate Bill 11 as we are presented with.
Put this in, if we approve it, what does that mean exactly?
Then we accept it. And we
you put it in place.
You're going to put it into our policies.
Yeah.
Right.
However,
so I'm going over this real tight. I'm thinking the people that ain't approving it is for a reason.
If we don't approve it, we're going by this.
Yeah, you are.
We already do that.
You're,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's our local policies currently.
So you're saying that the difference between this and that, for the most part, is the protection.
Mm-hmm. And
so.
We had a retainer agreement with the Attorney General, and there's more freedoms with protection for employees.
So what's the difference between that protection and the protection of these two policies?
Because this right here,
they can't be discriminated against.
Right.
It's not really protection.
Right.
It's just non-discrimination.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's how it's written.
Okay.
Because that's what, if
anybody... Because I haven't read that, but you've read that.
Because if anybody comes against us, they're going to go by the word. We can't say, well, that means that, you know, they can do anything anytime. Well, in policy, it does not give them as much freedom as the kids do.
Who wrote this?
And there's no protection from the...
Who wrote that?
Mays Middleton. He's running for Attorney General right now. It was sponsored by David Miller.
Maga Mays.
I'm not real versed on that. I just skimmed through it. But does this thing not basically ensure that if you had just a couple of people show up, the next thing you know, you could have a call to prayer and the wailing and all that going on at the school?
It's silent. You cannot, because those wailings...
Yeah, but that's part of their thing.
Yeah, but if that would be loud enough for people who do not have a consent to hear, be within earshot, and you can't do that. Because someone who will pray.
They could be rolling rugs out, though, and being well within their rights.
They could be, yeah. As long as they're not...
Not that I have a problem with that, but
I like it too. I'm not for that at all. But I know that this opens a door to get us back to where we were pre-1962 or pre-1947 and all this dark. Yeah.
Just a quick glance at me, it opens the door for some recruitment too.
It ain't ever going to be the same, because back then you just had Christians in school. We didn't have Islamists and whatever the heck else that are radical religious.
Yeah, the melting pot has got much more melty.
Yeah.
In the last 4 years.
Yeah, you literally got groups of people that'll move places just to stir stuff up and try to
Yeah.
Well, people are more mobile now than they were back then.
Well, right. This makes you
75
ultimately
miles an
hour mobile. Yeah. Say whatever yeah. you want to whoever you want about whoever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, we were at the Detroit Auto Show, and all of a sudden, everybody in that place popped over and grabbed a rug, and yeah, you wasn't getting nothing done during that deal.
Can you? Wow.
I didn't even know what was going on at first. That's why, what the hell?
That time.
Everything shut down. I picked
okay.
some of them off. I was asking for directions. It didn't dawn on me what they were doing there at the crunch.
So, are we ready to try and vote? Mm-hmm. All right. We got a motion made by Janet and a second by John to approve Senate Bill 11 as stated. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is vote. Please, until I get it all written down, to hold your vote up for me. All those in favor of Senate Bill 11? Okay. Hold on 1 second. All those against Senate Bill 11? 1, 2, 3. Hold on just a second. That would be...
I don't really either. I haven't read that.
You can abstain if you'd like.
There's a standing on there, yeah.
Yeah, you can abstain if you'd like.
Against was Moody, Reed, right? And who else? Was anybody else? Oh,
yeah,
Joe.
I think I'll go.
All right. And abstain.
Oh, abstain, yes, because I don't really know which way I'm...
Me too, John.
And me too. And you?
Yeah. I just want to read the bill.
I think it's like John said earlier. Oh, you just got to get something to state before now. Yeah, I think it's easier, honestly, to say no, and then you can always come back if things happen later. And there's nothing that says you can't go back. If schools start doing this, and you're like, man, that looks good, and...
Put it back on the minutes and or on the agenda.
I mean, until you know a little more about it, I don't know. I mean, but I don't think this isn't a concrete done forever. You know,
I don't know.
Either way, you did
it. Nothing that we do is concrete done forever. Mm-hmm. The state just puts deadlines on us to.
Now, Joe, you were against.
Throw it out there.
Tori, you abstained.
You abstained and
April abstained. And Jenna was for, and I abstained.
You had Joe, John Moody, and Reed Hood against.
Wait a minute.
You don't have...
I don't have Reed over here. That's where it was.
No.
I thought I did. I thought I wrote a minute. And you were against? Mm-hmm. Right? All right.
For the moment, at least.
All right. All those.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, just don't put anything else. Okay, so do we go ahead and endorse this?
That's our vote.
Yeah,
that's what
that one, and I'll put it in here, but I'll email whoever I got to email.
Consider calendar for 26-27 school year.
This one has 3 weeks off at Christmas. I sent it to the teachers the other day to see if they were okay with it.
Did they like that full week in January instead of coming back on Thursday?
Well, the reason I did it, and it won't happen like this every year, but where the youth fair falls that week, you don't have to worry about the kids if they're gone.
Yeah.
And so... because January 1st falls the way it fell, it would make it easy for that calendar. Now, to make those days up, we didn't take any days off in October. And I told them to do that. They always like to take off the week after the Monday after Fall Fest. We always have Fall Fest on our open week.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about having Fall Fest on Friday. 7 o'clock Friday night and get it done.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good. You might not get as many people from different towns, which could be good, could be bad, but I mean, a lot of them are people anyway.
So right.
Go ahead and come, and then get it done and over with, and I got 2 days to clean up and get ready for Monday instead of trying to do it on Sunday.
It doesn't interfere with games or anything on Friday?
So we have we always do our open football week, which will be early. It'll be the 1st of October, and then volleyball, we're going to ask them request that we play away that day. It's a district game, so we're just going to say, hey, we need to use your gym.
On that Saturday?
So the Christmas break is 3.5 weeks this year?
Three and a day.
2 days or 1 day?
Well, early release 1 day, 2 full weeks, and then we've got the youth fair and all that.
So October is the 1 month out of the year where you're just not out at all, which that's fine. Honestly, the fall is not that busy. Everybody's fresh off of it. So.
Well, that's a long break.
Yeah.
It's a long break.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was a long break this year.
It was.
It wound it up being. I mean, if you were at youth fair, a lot of them didn't come back that week anyway.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Just section 3 of Senate Bill 11.
So you'll bank 7.17 days.
That's the whole thing.
If you flip it over on the back, it'll tell you how many days you bank. And so when you bank those days, we banked 7 this year. You were off 4 the other day for. Bad weather, we don't have to make up any days.
That's good.
So if you're out 4, now I got 3 days left. I don't think we'll have any more ice storms or anything, but you never know. And
around Easter, you never know.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think we're going to lose the 3 days. So 7's usually pretty safe. I like it.
As long as we're not going to approve the calendar. That's so bad.
The end of May's bad enough.
I got a motion by Reed and a second by
Tori
to approve the calendar for the 26-27 school year as presented. All those in favor?
All those opposed?
Exactly.
Consider board report and amendments as needed.
We did that one amendment last month, and I think it fixed everything from what I could see. I don't think we're over any functions.
Everything. You will middle of the road.
The money you're taking in so far has outdone the money you're spending, so
a lot of 40s and 60%.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think any amendments in the board report.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion made by John and a second by April to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All those opposed? Thank you. Motion passed.
Oh, no. I just seen something on the... Is there big changes to the cheer policy?
No, nothing.
What?
Wait a minute. I'm going to have 3 next year.
It'll be a positive thing.
Let's get there first. Consider TAPR report.
Sorry.
This one, if you want to look through it, it goes over all our scores last year. It'll tell you off to the left what grade and what subject it is. It tells you at the top, if you look at the columns, the district, the state, kind of. The next thing we're going to look at after the cheer policy is what we looked at the other night. This is your actual scores from last spring. So we're looking at last year's information. This was the thing where you scored an 81 on it, and you were the top dog in Brown County, basically. So, I mean, we can always do better, but we did good. We didn't do bad. So what they were talking to you about the other night was they wanted you to get up to the meets level. And you see on there you got approaches, meets, and masters are your 3 levels if you look at the rows on the left. For instance, if you were looking under, I'm looking at John D's, it says biology, it says at approaches grade level or above. That just means your approaches, that doesn't mean you're at grade level. So let's say you're in 3rd grade, you get approaches.
is saying you're approaching grade level. You're not at third grade. Right. So what we're trying to get them to is that at meets grade level. You know, a few years ago, you were getting a lot of points for approaches. Now the state's saying, no, we're going to change the target. You need to be getting meets.
Approaches is still behind.
Yes. And so they're raising the bar a little bit, and they're getting up there, and so that's what we've been shooting for. And so that's what you look at. But you can kind of compare yourself with this information here, your district versus the state versus Region 15, you know. So... It's a good document to look over. There's places we wish we were better. There's places we were really good.
So. Have we identified any classes or grade levels that have struggled?
Well, the subject we were working on this year was math. Mm-hmm. So we implemented that new state curriculum, K-5, to try it out. The blue bonnet curriculum that I talked about the other night with this training. And so far in the K-5, we'll look at it in a minute, but we feel like our scores are starting
going in the right direction.
I always feel like, and I hate to say names because we're on that deal, but, you know, Ms. Frank's been with us for a while, and she's somebody I feel like I trust in math. She's always got good scores, good stuff. She seems to like the stuff we're doing. At least that's what I've been told. And so if she approves it, then I approve it, because usually I think she's got a pretty good radar on it if it's good stuff or not. So I think the curriculum's actually better than we anticipated. We were a little nervous. So, yeah, that's last year's data. The thing we're going to look at for cheer policy will be these graphs, and these will tell you more about where you're at this year.
Okay.
In January. And also, let me see that thing, Reed. It's all about scores, but there's also one piece in the back if you ever want to look at it and do a snapshot of your score. Oh, right here it says kindergarten, and it kind of tells you your percentages and how many kids you have in each grade. So like kindergarten, you had in this year 18, first grade 12, 13, 18, 15, 19, 20. So you can kind of see where your big classes are and where they're not. We got a few big ones that are fixing to come up and leave us, and so...
Have to
project that for the future.
On these numbers here, I just picked one at random. We'll do grade 5 math. It gives a 25 school year and a 24 school year. So the 24 school year would be this year's 6th graders.
You're on grade 5?
Correct.
Yeah.
24. So that would be this year's 7th graders. Because that was the 2024 school year, and then the 2025 was last spring, right? Yeah. So your 5th graders last year were 2025. They're 6th graders this year. If you're looking at that 5th grade, what were you at 5th grade?
Yeah, I just picked
math. So, like, let's say it's 2024. That was your 5th graders in the spring of 2024. So okay. Then they were 5th graders in the spring, or 6th graders spring of 2025. They're 7th graders now. You have a 7th grader? You do have a 7th grader.
With 21 students.
So, Max is 6th grade, right?
Yeah.
So
she would be part of the 2025 number then?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So it's comparing two different classes.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's not the same class.
Greg, well, that's what I was asking, if you can identify a class that's struggling in this topic and just follow them with their...
More so than classes, I usually try to look across like the state, region, and district column, and look at like our district was on. You were looking at 5th grade math, 71%, or we were 89% approaches. The region was 71, the state was 74. We were above. We were above at meets. We were a little bit below at masters, and so. that's what.
What I was trying to do is make sure that it makes sense in my head. It's not comparing the same class.
Yeah, you want to say
against
same
itself,
class.
And then you know, in some of these areas, grade 8 reading, for example, 2024 was 88, and 2025 was 76. What I had in my head was they went down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that class. It's the next class. That
correct.
So if I was going to do that, like what you were doing, I see what you're saying. I'd look at grade 7 reading in 2024, you know what I mean? And then look at grade 8 reading in 2025.
That's how you could track the same class.
Got it. I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's how you could track it. You could also track it. Like this is a thing we look at a little bit. This is out of DMAG. We can print a report that shows here was their star scores in the spring of this year, here's their star scores in the spring of that year. So then you can kind of track it by class. These percentages get skewed too. You got a class of 10, you got a class of 20. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know. So I think you'll get more information out of the one we're going to do on letter K.
With that being said, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Joe to approve the TAPR report as presented. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All those opposed? Consider chair policy.
I don't remember all of how I did this or not, but what we discussed was leave it up to them to designate the number of people that can be on a chair team.
Why?
I didn't do that.
Why not?
Well,
how and why?
Why not?
Why not?
Well, the problem was, like, let's say we have 6 tryouts, there's only 7 spots.
If you get into that,
I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know if this is a great idea or not.
No, it is not. If you
change it,
that's
why I'm asking why. I want to understand.
Yeah. Well.
So you won't have one.
Because one or two, but okay. Well, now you're okay. So let's go for junior high.
There's got to be a loser.
Yeah, let's go for junior high. Okay, there's 8 girls trying out, so the girls have decided there's going to be 8 spots. You know, that means everybody gets to go. Good, bad, whatever. There's no, why try out?
Right.
You know,
She wanted to leave the tryouts in.
But for what purpose?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Pretty good little mall.
You know? But, or you could have it the total opposite. Mean girls, you know, let's do 4. And when 10 people are trying out, you know, that's the total opposite, you know. And now we're the little clique.
Mm-hmm. Last year, I think it was twice, junior high and high school, we knocked out 1, maybe 2, you know what I mean? And it was just like,
It's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's where it's rough, when there's only 1 or 2. And the one time during Abby's deal, they voted. I don't know who voted. I think the cheer sponsor voted.
Because if you can bring in outside judges and not let the student body
vote. It is outside judges, and then there's student body, and then there's also teacher evaluation.
I would cut out the student body vote because that's more of a popularity contest. If you want skill.
Well, it goes off percentages, and I hadn't looked at
25, 25, 25, and 50.
I wasn't looking at it.
Student body is 25%. Teacher evaluations are 25. Judges evaluations are 50.
Now, right.
Unless she said, you leave tryouts in, and here's why. She said, because I said the same thing to you. She said, leave it in, because if you're willing to get up in front of everybody and know you have to get scored, then you're probably going to want to cheer. If you're too afraid to do that, then that eliminates some of them right there.
It could.
And so some of them put themselves out there and got out there and did it and were kind of bold, and then they got shut down, and it was like.
But how are they? I just foresee a problem
with a
varying number. You know, when the number just fits, whatever. You know, that, it's just like changing the number. Changing the rules to accommodate what you have. And I don't know.
So
I just perceive problems.
Whatever you end up with, it's not a certain number?
No, she's got a certain number, but if they want the leeway to, let's say, 6 tryouts, it's like, hey, they all did pretty good. We're just going to go ahead and take the 7th one they can take them.
It'll never
well, if there's 6 slots, period.
Yeah. I always felt like we could have more. I mean, we go to other places and they've got 9 or 10 girls out there.
True. One of the reasons you get this, I would have more.
Yeah.
Because it's the one thing in school where I don't have to pick who's the fastest, the strongest, and score and not score. Like, it's cheer. And so I was wanting them to all be, you know, and we had six, and some people, like, had my junior high cheerleaders, and I was like,
what's different when you, because I came from Baines, it's a bigger school, so we had a squad or a drill team. And the overflow of the cheer went into the
right.
squad and the drill team.
Well, we had
the
dance team, it wasn't that big a deal, because then you had the dance team.
Because you had another.
And also the dance team, back when I was school, it was a bunch.
Yeah, and those cheerleaders back then, too, you was.
Yeah, we had a dance team.
Good. Like Reagan and all that? Really? Yeah, they were. Some of them up on the football team.
So do they pick their number before the tryouts?
Yes, and I can't
remember. The tryouts were a girl. I put 20th each year. Or two times. Number of students selected for each team may vary from year to year. After the tryouts,
I never really ran into that when Shelby was cheering.
After the tryouts, campus administrators and campus
chairs
will identify
a natural
team. That was pretty good deal for them.
Cost too much money, then when they come home, you got to listen to all the BS drama. And
yeah.
There's a lot of BS drama.
I was done with it after the first car wash.
I drank more, but I'm out.
We did it one year, and we just like.
This doesn't say anything about the girls choosing. This is the campus administrators and the cheer sponsors will identify a natural break.
That's what Paul and her and the other sponsors are supposed to find the break.
Okay, I thought you was talking about the cheerleaders decide.
No. The cheer sponsors.
Oh, well, I'm fine.
No, Paul and them will pick once you say natural break is.
Right.
We're going to go with tryouts, and we're going to see what we have, and then I'm going to figure out the natural break. But we were looking to increase it.
Right.
If we didn't just have, if you got 14 girls come out, we're gonna have to make a break. It's gonna be 10. Well, now you got four going out. That's fine. But last year we had six junior high people try out, and one or two don't make it. It's like, man, we could have used them. I thought we could have just taken eight. You know? And so, but we stuck by this because we'd already said that. And so it's kind of like, hey,
okay.
leave a little leeway there.
If it's not the kids making the natural break, I'm fine with it.
No.
If that's what she wants to do, she can take it. She can take the heat for it.
If my daughter decides to get in it, I'm not making that decision. Unless she's ninth, and then
we have 13 last year. What's two more?
Yeah, I think one year at Abby, the number was 8, and 9 tried out, and 9 made it. Was the one that was the only year that they ever went away from their 8.
I don't know if
Shelby
and them ever had more than the. I can't remember them ever having more than the 6.
Well, and honestly, I thought about doing it last year that way, but one person asked how many try out, and Paul told them, and they said, okay, then I'm not going to try out. And it was like, if we change it now, that person got, why didn't I try out? You know what I mean? And so we were kind of backed in the corner on that deal. So, I think if you're willing to get up in front of the school and do a performance, you'll probably be all right and see where we're at. Paula can figure out the natural break, and I'll work with her on
it. Yeah, I like the way that's written, too.
Yeah, I didn't explain it well. We talked about it the other day, but I can't remember how she put it in there. She'll know what she
did. That natural break sounds more.
I think they'll do good with it.
I tried out it early one time, and some chick named Monica Carew.
How about this social networking policy here?
Left me in the middle of a cheer. She just panicked.
Members of their immediate family are expected to represent themselves accordingly on any social media network. Anything stated about the school, staff, students, etc. will cause harm or bring about hard feelings toward one another. The member may receive disciplinary action up to and including dismissal from the squad. So it's not just
the kid,
it's their family also.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting family demerits, what'd you say?
Well, the merits because of what your family says on social media.
Yeah.
That was a hot topic at yesterday's.
I don't have a problem with that. No, I don't have a problem with that either.
I went to it.
Did you?
I was the one that brought it up.
We've had issues with that in the past.
I was in there.
Maybe not on social media. Yes.
More than once.
The interviews or the girl from NASA that got.
Well, we had the NASA thing. That was second. But on the interviews, I told him, I said, outside of an interview and your resume, they're going to stalk you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be very careful on your social media. You're going to leave a footprint. Well, then, next thing you know, the next thing we went to, the next topic was digital footprint.
That's the one that Riley told me about.
NASA.
Yeah.
Where she got on there and started cussing about a NASA job, got fired.
Didn't they talk about that at the Fredericksburg school or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if y'all are okay with that.
I'm fine with that.
No, it's.
All right.
I'm pulling y'all.
Give me a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Made by Tori, is that right?
Yep. Tori and John.
And Tori and second by John to approve the cheer policy as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? All right.
I'm not sure if it's abstained from that one.
you had a chance to play it safe and you didn't.
Discuss and review middle of the year star benchmark.
So I'll show you the first page and then you can kind of scroll through them if you want. Like I said, math, we're putting in that new curriculum that they were talking about at the conference of the night or the workshop. But if you look on the front, middle paragraph, it says not approaches low, not approaches high, approaches low, approaches high, meets grade level, and then master grade level. So the other night, Casey was talking to y'all about that. He was talking about you had a kid that was not approaches low, and then they went to approaches high. They still didn't pass the test, but you got points because they showed growth. And so, at the top, I highlighted this for you. This is third grade. It says BOY, that's beginning of year, math benchmark.
Well, I thought it was boys.
This year. So you're going to have a BOY, an MOY, and an EOY. Mm-hmm. BOY is beginning of year, MOY is middle of year. And we did so your beginning of year third grade is on this page. Your second page is your middle of year. And so if you just look at the middle graph, okay, the top graph shows passed, yes or no, but if you look in the middle graph, it's showing you not approaches, meets, and masters, and it's in those different colors. Mm-hmm. Red's not good, and yellow's not good. At the first of the year, we just had a little bit of green. Now we've got a lot of green and a little bit of yellow, so we're moving up the ranks, and it gives you the numbers of kids and so you can see how they've progressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was used to it before you. We had a DMAC, but I was also going to show you your last year. Your third page is your third grade math middle year last year. And so you've got 25, 26 middle of year, 24, 25 middle of year, and you can kind of compare the two and see where you're at. A little more green than we had last year this time of year. You went on the pie graph. And so that's one of the things that Coach Walls and Miss Frank have been working on this curriculum is trying to look at it and see if they feel like we're actually making gains over what we did last year using the new curriculum. They feel like the kids, from what I talked to him today about it, the bottom level kid that approaches, we're seeing more growth at that level. Maybe not as much at the top even, but our bottom kids are really starting to catch up.
One's math,
and
one's
the year.
This is English language arts.
Yeah, it's two different packets. So one of them is the English language arts. One of them is math. The math is the one that I have highlighted at the top, and it's the one we're putting the new curriculum in on. And you just looking at colors, you can kind of see there's a lot of red and yellow, and then you get the middle of year, we got quite a bit of green, so we're at least trending in the right direction.
Probably six.
I do think what that guy talked about the other night, I think we need to transition all of our classes to that blue bonnet. I know it was a hot topic, but we had them come out, and part of our grant was they come out and they go do walkthroughs with us, and we go into teacher's classrooms for 15 minutes.
It was comparing.
I went with them. We went to six classes in one day. Look, three math, three English. Math was all on the same scope and sequence. They were progressing where they needed to be. They were within 5 days of where they needed to be to finish all the topics for the end of the year. English, because we get the textbooks, we're kind of scattered right now on where we're at. And there was two classes we went in where we were teaching stuff, but it was a second grade class where we were teaching kindergarten material and stuff we pulled from somewhere else. Just like what he talked about the other night, you know, teachers were pulling stuff from different things to try to supplement it, but they're supplementing with things that aren't on grade level, so we're not teaching our kids with that rigor. So I think, I don't know that everybody's going to like it, but I think once they get it, they'll like it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I heard the lesson plans are a little more
intensive. Would be very intense, and so we hired that lady so she could watch their kids on the playground for them. Well, now they're all just going to the playground because they're not as intense as they thought they were.
Okay, that was my question.
And so that was my biggest fear, and that's been better than I thought. So so far, everybody's liked it, and I think the English has a lot more errors in it. The lady of the night was asking about the errors. She's right. It does have some errors. So do our other textbooks. So do the things that were. I agree with his slide the other night, and Janet can probably verify this one for you. They spend 200, 300, especially in small school with multiple preps, 300 or 400 hours a year trying to prep for classes and pull different stuff and create stuff. If that's already given to them and all they have to do is teach and use their content knowledge to teach, I think they can teach even better. You know? We have some good teachers with great content knowledge. That's not the problem. The problem is it's just they're trying to supplement their books, and I think it's hard for them to do to meet that. And here's the deal. The state's going to give you the test, and they're going to give you the content to practice for the test. So, I mean, you're almost foolish not to do it.
Yeah.
And they're giving us $300,000 grant to do it. So, you know, I can pay the teachers a little more in those subject areas to implement that.
For example, one of these programs has Error Zoom, the developer used Savvis, and when I used Savvis, it had a heck of a vocabulary section in it. It was online, and it had like a 10 slide. It was good, but it had the same words and definitions for 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. So I couldn't, when my 6th grader moved up to 7th grade.
You were pulling.
Yeah, they were, I mean, it was the same instead of a higher level.
Right.
And we weren't sad, so that's another reason I wanted to.
But you could leave some of the kids, 6th graders behind that wasn't getting it yet, too.
Yeah.
If it was the same.
Yeah. And I could look at the data from 1 year to the next.
Right.
But as far as growth and new words and definitions, that would have been a pain in the butt.
We've seen growth so far. There was one grade, I think, in English where it was like we were here and we moved in the middle of the year and we haven't moved yet a whole lot, so we're a little concerned on that. But I really think we need to start transitioning. Next year we're bringing Bluebonnet Math into the junior high. That's our plan. We got the grant for that. And then next year, I think I also want to try to bring it in the English into the elementary. And then once they're in elementary, then the next year, bring it into the high school and try to get the grants for the high school. And then I can pay those people more and implement it there. But I think it needs to be a transition piece. But, I mean, if you want to look at these, that's kind of how those work out. I think we're trending in the right direction.
That's a discuss.
Yep. Okay. Do we need to go into closed session?
No, we're going to act on the principal and AD unless y'all want to do something with that. I'm good with both of them, so I don't care.
Okay. All right, so we'll pass that. We'll go and consider the principal and AD contract for the upcoming school year.
I'm just going to write the out of here. I guess one of them. So,
what about salary?
Caleb will just do what I'm doing, and then Derek's is just, it goes up with his teacher pay scale. I've got him on that. So
which one's doing the 3%?
Caleb, principal.
Okay. 2%.
3%.
3%.
Whatever I was doing is what I'm going to have him doing.
You did 3.
And then
I've got 3.
I've got the grant will cover all his and mine.
All right.
Make a motion to approve it.
I'll second that.
Yeah, a motion made by Reed and a second by John to extend the principal and the AD contract by 1 year and give the principal a 3%. And what on the AD?
His normal progression.
His normal progression. Okay, thank you. Lots of words.
Normal progression of the year added, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So 1 year added. Normal progression of 1 year added. All those in favor? All those opposed? Okay.
And do I need to, I'm hearing as for what about the superintendent, just want to keep that, or do you
that's to, fine. Okay.
I didn't know if it had to be specified on your report.
Since one, and it's finally went gone away.
Dang.
It's a caffeine headache. Uh-huh. I took some caffeine pills before I came here today. It's caffeine headache. Well,
does it have?
Does it? Oh yeah, yeah. The BC powder does too, doesn't it?
I can't.
That's a punch right there. The BC powder. It's so cheap too.
That's what I use.
But I was like, what? Because I was taking ibuprofen. I was like, what the heck? And I was like, oh, it's a caffeine. Never mind.
I have a really great one.
Really? Rockstar.
Future business first. No, future business.
Transfer. It's not as hard for me because I drink black coffee. So, you have security. Black coffee.
Board, coffee. EMAT, House Bill 3 goals.
That's probably why. All
right. Teachers?
Not until April.
April.
Are you trying to get off sodas, Joe?
Okay.
Yeah, for
right. Now I'll do it.
Got a motion made by Reed to adjourn. Got a second by John. All those in favor? All those opposed? Great.